From North State Public Radio, I'm Ava Norgrove with your headlines for Monday, November 18th. The Chico City Council will meet tomorrow to discuss possible regulations on massage parlors in the city. NSPR's Eric Adams has more.
Councilmember Topeka Tandon first brought forward her concerns with some massage establishments in September. During that conversation, the council discussed the possibility of illegal activity like human trafficking, and Vice Mayor Casey Reynolds expressed suspicion regarding the late business hours of some places.
We have about 45 to 50 massage parlors, and the one around the corner from my house is open till 1 in the morning.
The discussion went to the city's Internal Affairs Committee and is now arriving back in the hands of the city council. The council could direct city staff to create a new ordinance regulating massage businesses. The California Massage Therapy Council, or CAMTC, is a nonprofit that was created by the state and certifies massage therapists. Amos Netanel is the CEO.
They have to meet very specific educational requirements. They have to go through a criminal background check. And once they meet the requirements in the law, then CAMTC can certify them.
Counselors explored imposing restrictions on some businesses, including limiting hours. But the city can only regulate massage therapists who are not state certified by the CAMTC. Still, regulation could be possible by creating zoning and permitting requirements. The city council meets at 6 p.m. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Another Shasta County Board of Supervisors meeting was interrupted this month after protesters spoke out against supervisors. Advocates are now alleging supervisors violated both the Brown Act and the First Amendment rights of press by clearing the room. In a letter to supervisors, the First Amendment Coalition referenced a video of the meeting, captured by press in attendance. The video shows two protesters sitting in front of the board's dais. Then the chair of the board called a recess and told everyone in the room to leave. The video shows the lights in the chamber being turned off as deputies entered the darkened room to arrest protesters. Attendees and press were forced to leave the meeting hall and the building under threat of arrest. Following the meeting, a press release was issued from the county sheriff's office stating that the procedure followed by county staff was lawful and has been in place for over a year and was written in cooperation with supervisors. The coalition alleges there was no evidence of any actual or imminent threat to safety, and forcing press to leave the chamber on threat of arrest violated their First Amendment rights and the Brown Act. Chair of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors, Kevin Cry, did not respond to a request for comment ahead of deadline. And in other news, after 5 years of 5G data being available across the U.S., Paradise is catching up. According to reporting by KRCR, the first wireless store since the 2018 campfire opened in Paradise last week. 5G data utilizes a larger range of frequencies than 4G, allowing for faster internet speeds and connectivity. The new store, called Victra, is part of Verizon Retail Stores and is located in Paradise Plaza. To celebrate the opening of their new location, Victra made a $5,000 donation to the Rebuild Paradise Foundation. And Corning is showing off its holiday cheer this season. The Chamber of Commerce is hosting a slate of events for visitors and locals alike. NSPR's Alex Stutson has more on the fun to come.
The festivities begin with a home and business decorating contest. Entries are due by December 4th. On Friday the 5th, a heated trolley will tour the town and visit the decorated buildings. The first weekend of the month will have local craft fairs and a lighted parade through downtown Corning. Santa Claus will also come to town this year. Residents can grab breakfast with him on Saturday the 7th and pictures on Sunday the 8th. Kids who expect to be on the nice list can write letters to Santa too and drop them off at City Hall. The deadline to get letters into the big man is December 15th. In Chico, I'm Alex Dutson.
Finally, Central Valley Congressman Josh Harder has introduced a new bill that could help veterans get medical care sooner. Harder's bill would prevent VA healthcare workers from leaving for private practices due to higher pay. He says the legislation would transform the VA's current pay structure and make it more competitive with the private sector. It would also give the VA secretary the power to waive pay caps, to recruit or retain critical healthcare personnel for clinics experiencing severe prolonged shortages. Healthcare workers would also have to face reviews. The bill calls for increased transparency and accountability by requiring annual reports to Congress. The reports would include which clinics made pay changes, how many employees were affected, and what adjustments were made. And those are your headlines for Monday, November 18th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Norgrove.